Hello, I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to a charitable episode of
But That's a Different Story,
where we bring you stories so heart-wrenching, you'd think Ann Wilson herself took a hex key to your left and right ventricles.
A hex key sounds like something you might need to undo a witch's curse.
If by undo a witch's curse you mean take apart the IKEA shelf unit I got from my local Wiccan coven, that's exactly what it is.
I hope they gave the assembly instructions.
Unfortunately, they did not. But they did include an elderberry potion that turned Swedish meatballs into the size of Italian meatballs.
Mamma mia! Why do you need to take the shelf apart?
I think the back looks better than the front, so now I'm dismantling it and putting it back together the way I like it.
Yes, I can see that. I don't know why you had to bring it to the studio to work on it.
Listening to podcasts helps me do my chores, so recording one must make them even easier.
You know, Matthias, that is an open shelf unit with no real front or back. Can't you just turn it around?
Yes?
Speaking of turning things around,
I really wish you had told me that before I took the whole thing apart.
Speaking of making wishes, let's hear today's story, which we're calling
Scheme a Little Dream with Me.
I was in Austin, Texas, where I had just seen a man act out one of Tom Petty's more famous songs. He was free fallen. Yeah, he was free fallen, after jumping off the Congress Avenue Bridge. He was famous pitchman Len Kugler, who could sell anyone anything, except sell himself a reason to live. I watched Len finally achieve true happiness as he jumped, and then, like a flame in the snow, he was gone. But not forgotten. Because seconds after he splashed down in the river, he immediately popped up like a fishing bobber and started waving his arms frantically at me as the current swiftly took him away. I could tell from the terror on his face that he was worried I might miss out on his life-affirming epiphany. Ready to refinance my life mortgage, I climbed up the bridge's railing and stepped off. Down I went into the water, doing a perfect pencil dive that would surely get me a bronze medal, or at least a silver in the luge. I tried to swim to the surface, but the current was too strong. Apparently, the night before was the first game of high school football season, and all the celebratory cooler dumping flooded the state's waterways. It was the annual Gatorade Gush, and this year was worse than ever thanks to schools blowing most of their budgets on bigger coolers. I could taste the Frost Glacier Cherry mix with the Riptide Rush, and I saw a few coaches caught in the surge float by. I thought back to my swimming lesson days and what to do in this situation. Hold the wall, put your face in the water, talk to the fishes, then listen to the fishes. I didn't have a pool wall to grab onto, but luckily an inflated inner tube was in reach. I grabbed it and started my breathing exercises. They were more difficult than I remembered, mostly because there was a man sitting in the tube, drinking a beer, trying to push me away. He was participating in the age-old Texas tradition of going down to the creek, popping open a Shiner's, and drifting the day away. Unfortunately, the raging river took him for a ride. I held on to the tube for dear life, and after a while, and many kicks to my cranium, we both washed up on shore in Sugar Land, Texas, just outside of Houston. I was thankful the man had done so much for me when I was near death. To give him the greatest gift I could, I turned on my recorder and interviewed him. Oh, thank you.
Dry land.
My favorite kind of land.
Oh.
Well, you sounded upset, sir.
Well, don't have to be.
No, sorry, I've got I got some water in my ear, which I think is...
I got some water in my ear.
We are...
Call that a Texas enema.
Oh, I would imagine that they call that in other places. I mean, an enema for the state.
Very pop-punky.
Yes, sorry, the water in my ear is... slowly dripping out. Mm-hmm. If only there were a better way to get it out than...
Why don't you try? Take your head, tip it to the side.
Okay, tipping it to the side. I think that just made the water go in. farther into my brain. I guess I should have done it, you know, the ear. Sorry, say the water is definitely swirling.
Why don't you try plugging your nose?
Okay.
Puffing, closing your mouth, and then blowing into your lips, but without letting the air escape, so it comes out your ears. Oh, there it goes. Spray it on like a, you're on a human water fountain.
Oh, yes, I spritzed a little bit. I believe, yeah, move over, SodaStream. Ah, well, thank you. Oh, my gosh. You, sir, saved my life. I was, it was a little...
Much to my chagrin.
I will take that as a compliment. For your shaggy grin, you do have a beard.
It's been a few days, not working.
Oh, I've no, you...
leisurely tubing down the river.
You only shave when you work. Is that the case?
Yes. To look presentable.
Ah, a present in itself is your smiling face. Which it certainly is for me right now that we are on dry land, which is not a myth, according to...
Not a marsh, not a swamp, not a bog.
You covered them. All the wetlands. You see, I'm giddy. I'm giddy with excitement and also lack of oxygen to my brain. For you saved my life. So, please, let me introduce myself.
You're the one that... your name's on all those pictures of celebrities that I see when I Google. Giddy images.
Yes. This is my own special.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Photo service, yes. Of smiling celebrities. Only smiling. That's how I get them. So happy to see me. Yes, it's great to meet you. My name is Ronald Donaldson. I'm a reporter.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
You as well.
My name? Vance McNaff of the McNaff Family Fortune.
Ah, Vance McNaff of the McNaff Family Fortune. I'm not so familiar with your fortune or your name, first or last.
Well, that's why I introduced myself and told you.
Oh, that makes
where
sense.
Where you might have context for me.
I certainly have it now. I'm getting a full picture now that my eyes are fully open.
Oh, I'm sorry. My swimming trunk's kind of... filled with water and sagged down a little bit, exposing myself. Apologies, apologies.
Oh, none needed. In fact, I'm very impressed.
It was a hell of an accident, I tell you what, but thank you.
Well, no shame, no gain, as they say in the biz.
Yep, that's what I say when I do my laundry.
No shame, no gain?
Yes, I am more shameful than... If I don't have shame, then I can't use my Gain laundry detergent.
Ah, yes, Gain laundry detergent.
Yes, you must be shameful of your dirty clothes to use Gain. That's why it's so powerful. If you're not ashamed of your dirty clothes, use a different detergent, because you need the shame with the Gain.
Oh, of course, yes. I mean, after what we've been through, you could say you could use some Tide. Or maybe best to avoid.
Yes, I'd like to avoid the tide, the rapids.
Smart, smart. Only Gain. For you, Mr. McNaff. Or can I call you Vince?
Vance.
Vance. Well, then I definitely won't call you Vince.
I would prefer not.
Vance McNaff. You said you have a family fortune.
Yes.
Some people.
I said I'm of the family fortune. The fortune is not mine, it's the family's.
Ah,
so I don't have the family fortune. I'm of the family fortune.
Now, is this...
Del the family fortune, if you were speaking Espanol.
Ah, sí, sí. Podemos hablar en Espanol. But that's as far as I'll get.
Very good. Didn't understand a word. That's how I know it's true.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Or sí, sí, sí.
That one I got.
So you are of the family fortune. Now, is this some sort of sentimental claptrap, as some may say, where you consider being part of your own family to be a fortune of itself? Or are you talking fortune like the magazine? Or, perhaps more popularly, the money?
I'm talking like Brewster's. Got millions, baby.
Yes. Riding around in a little bike through a large mansion.
No, I just took off the tube off the bike and then went rafting with it down this river.
Oh, I see. So you do have a large estate, do you?
The largest estate in Sugarland, Texas.
Oh, right here in Sugarland.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I did not realize you saved it's two words.
Sugarland, Texas.
Oh, okay. I'm learning
two
a lot.
Two words there.
You see, I've never been to this part of Texas before.
Oh.
It's my first foray into the land of sugar.
Hmm. The sand is sweet. That's why they call it Sugarland.
Oh, I think I got a taste. Although, maybe I mixed that up with the Gatorade.
Gatorade in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's where they harvest the sugar for the Gatorade, from the Texas sand. You ship it down to Florida.
To Florida. Oh, mm-hmm. Where the gators are.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. I mean, we are relatively close.
Mm-hmm. We both have agricultural colleges. They're quite rivals.
You are. Did you go to the Texas
no,
Ag?
No, not a college for me. No, thank you.
No.
School learning, not my thing.
No, it's not.
No. I like book learning. And street learning.
Oh, the School of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Knox, Fort Knox. Is that in Texas? No, I think that's in Tennessee. Anyway.
We've got Alamo.
Oh, the car rental service.
In the building.
Oh, the theater.
Unless it's in New Mexico or something else like that.
But these
I'm
are facts.
Pretty sure Alamo is in Texas.
I think so. Never forget.
Yeah, you must remember.
Yes. The original Never Forget.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where they got it from.
Mm-hmm.
One tragedy begets the next.
Oh, how profound. we almost experienced a tragedy ourselves, or maybe more accurately.
Personal tragedy.
Yes, yes. My own.
For you.
Yes.
Me, if I was taken under by Poseidon himself, would be, if not a national, at least a local tragedy.
Oh, so are you known around these parts?
I have the biggest estate.
Oh, this is true, in Sugarland, mm-hmm. Texas. So
palatial.
Oh, the estate you're saying is palatial?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like Jack Palance.
Sure. Why not?
No, I guess he's palatial. Never mind.
Valanchial? Bruce Valanchial?
Yes, he has a villa.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Again, some of my jokes may be waterlogged. So
well,
you...
that was what happened to me with the cinema.
All of your logs begin a little watery. Yes. No. You keep reading this up, this enema. Is this something you do for fun, or is this a medical...
No, this is just the rapids in the water just went up the wrong tube.
Oh, not your inner tube, thank goodness.
No, that's right, my personal inner tube.
Oh. Okay. It's all coming together now. Well, I'm so sorry you had to experience that.
That's
although,
okay.
It sounds... perhaps refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once it comes out, it'll be great.
Oh, it has not yet.
Oh, this feels washing around inside. I'm like a human water balloon.
Oh, I will try not to pop you.
Mm-hmm.
Or throw you very far.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. McNaff, Vance, mm-hmm. not Vince, how did you come across your fortune?
I was born into it.
Ah.
It's a family fortune.
I see.
I was born into it. And it's been that way ever since.
Oh, that's good. You still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Have not lost it.
No. That's our whole family still. Mostly kicking.
Mostly kicking.
Mm-hmm.
A kick line of sorts.
Mm-hmm. The Rockettes of the Texas South.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you describe
that's
yourself.
That's how the McNaps are usually known.
Uh-huh.
You put on a Christmas show every year.
Oh, you do?
At the Alamo.
At the Alamo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sort of decorate the Alamo wall with lights, Christmas lights?
No, they won't let us do any decorating. They say it's historically accurate and must not touch.
Ah.
So we project images of Radio City Music Hall on top of the Alamo. No rules against that. No touching.
That's true. I guess you're not touching the actual Radio City or the Alamo.
Hmm.
And do you participate in this Christmas pageant?
The whole family does.
So it's almost like a sort of reverse Tupac hologram.
Yes, the background is a hologram, but we are the real ones.
You're up
and
there.
And we get up there and we can.
Uh-huh.
And we do.
Does Santa come at the end?
Yes.
In a sleigh?
Mm-hmm. He gives presents to all of the audience members.
Oh, that's so nice. I imagine with a vast family fortune that you can afford to provide the presents.
Yes, they're a pencil. One for each.
One pencil
mm-hmm.
for each audience member.
It says engraved in the most golden of foil, McNaff family fortune. So you remember where you got it from.
I suppose, yes, that is a good way to help folks remember. Although it is pencil. So I imagine you need sharpening.
Mm-hmm.
So as...
Could you imagine Santa flying up above the audience of the sleighs and dropping sharpened pencils onto them? It would be madness.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh. You learned that one the hard way.
Oh, no. I mean, I guess unless you dropped him racer side down.
Razor side?
Eraser.
Oh. Yeah, but you can never really predict which way it's going to... it's not like a piece of toast where if you drop it, it always lands butter side down. Or a cat that always lands feet side down.
Mm.
A pencil, unruly in the ways of physics.
This is true. You can't be too careful.
Mm.
But as they sharpen the pencil, won't they lose that perfectly embossed foil? Or engraved?
I mean, some people may keep it as a decoration, which I've seen. Some people put it in their Hanukkah menorahs.
I mean, it is wood. It would burn nicely.
No, they don't burn it. It's purely for decoration.
Oh, okay.
For those who decided that fire is also a no-no to touch on the Sabbath.
Yes. It's God's electricity,
in a way. Exactly. it's a given. It's, you know, all things that glitter are not necessarily gold, and you can't covet them, so use the pencil and remember it fondly. And maybe you'll get another one next year.
Oh, wow. Now, that's another profound saying you have. You are a font of wisdom, I should say.
Mm.
Oh, sorry to bring up font for fountain. Bring up water again.
Oh, it's okay. Not a bother for me.
Okay. You still have some inside.
Mm-hmm. We all do, if you think about it.
Oh, yes, that's true. 70%, perhaps.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you seem to use your fortune for good. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rich families, they're philanthropists.
Mm.
So they may have a foundation of sorts. They may help a lot of people.
Mm.
Do you do that with your fortune?
I try. We try. We all try in the family. Dating back to as far as we've had this family fortune.
Mm.
Yes, we do. We go on various philanthropic journeys. Not all of them stick or are successful, but we try nevertheless.
Oh, that's very noble of you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask, though, how did you come across your fortune? I think I already asked that.
I think you asked me particularly how I came across this fortune.
Yes.
Which I said I was born into it. But that's not how the fortune was made.
Aha. Thank you for doing my job for me.
No, how the fortune was made was a long time ago, my great-great-grandfather received an email. This email was from a prince in Zimbabwe.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in Africa.
Yes. There's a country in Africa, I believe.
Yes.
And this prince said, if you mail me $5,000, it'll help me retain my princely throne until I can murder my father and become the king. So my great-great-grandfather got on his AOL, wrote out a check, and couldn't find the man's address, so flew to Zimbabwe, where he met with the prince, and personally helped him overthrow his father. He was just going to help give him the check, but he said, you know, I'm here anyway.
Oh, yes. Well, that's so nice of him. That's also a very noble endeavor of your great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Taking matters into his own hands.
Mm-hmm.
So he helped the Prince of Zimbabwe pull a little Hamlet, perhaps, stage a coup.
Usurp the throne.
Oh, yes. Was he successful?
Yes, he was very. And to reward my great-great-grandfather, he gave him a small fortune.
Oh, so the new king of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
FKA Prince. the ruler formerly known as Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Did give your great-great-grandfather a small fortune, you said.
Mm-hmm. Which my grandfather then took it to the ponies.
Oh. Now, the ponies.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking...
Well, he was in Africa, so it was actually the zebras. yes. He took it to the racing track.
Yes. Okay, I was going to double check that they were racing stripes.
And quadrupled.
Whoa.
His stack of emeralds that he received.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Now, did he... I guess, were the odds some sort of ratio of 4-1?
That would be the case. But my great-grandfather was a smart man and fixed the race himself. He sent out a hungry lion to devour the rest of the zebras. That's what you can do when you're friends with the king.
Ah, it's good to be the king.
Mm.
And good to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Good to be in the king's circle.
Yes. Wow, so he somehow managed to get a lion to eat all these other zebras, as the British say.
Mm-hmm.
And he won the race. And no one sort of cared that he... I mean, did people know?
Lions happen. What you gonna do?
That's true. When you're in Africa, especially in that part, lions happen.
Mm-hmm. So, after that, he took his now vast fortune and brought it home to Texas.
Okay.
And created this palatial estate and started doing philanthropy.
Oh, so that's so wonderful. So it started, again, in sort of a good, great way.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people, or helping one person in particular, and then helping a lion get some food.
And as we proceed with our endeavors, we invested heavily into Bitcoin, some Ponzi schemes, but we were the Ponzis.
Oh, very lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of kept growing your money this way by bringing other people in, taking their money.
And then cutting them out.
Well, I mean, if that's not logic 101... And Business 202?
That's it. Let's graduate from the School of Business 202.
Yes.
I read the book.
You read the book?
Business 202.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I should
read. I said I like book learning, just not school. Read it myself.
Oh.
Taught myself to read.
Taught yourself to read?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
I picked up a book.
Yes. And you just... So you said, you know, that was my problem. So I picked up a book. I never opened it.
Oh, yes. You must open it.
I said, why aren't I getting
it? I picked it up and I said, Aunt Cheryl. See, my mama was not around. Addicted to the pony, she was.
Still, also, a family sort of, not a secret, I guess, but.
Well, no. Great-grandpappy McNabb brought home a slew of zebras.
No.
That's another way we make some money is we do some zebra
racing.
Yes.
So you sort of have your own zebra racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Is this part of the grounds of the estate?
It's just off.
Just off the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Floating.
Can get there. Yes, it's above.
Okay.
We've, with great money, you can get actuators that can propel a small racing track up into the sky.
Oh, yes.
A la Bioshock Infinite.
I've heard of this, and I've always wanted to see it, too. Because there was no... I mean, laws, once you're off the ground, laws don't really apply.
That's what I say.
That's what
I say. Try and catch me, copper. Yeah. Down on the ground. And then they come with a police helicopter, and I'm like, oh, The copters. The copters, copter. Didn't account for that one. Well, we stay. It's a legit business. It's hard for me to say sometimes, but it's a legit business.
Literally and figuratively hard to say, but... Yes, you... So you have a racing zebras. Now, I have to ask. I mean, I've heard of this. I've always wanted to go. I've heard there have been occasional... I've just heard big cats have shown up, but... Are you still fixing the races by releasing lions?
Oh, big cats.
Yes.
Yes, it's much harder to find... No, of course we don't. Not here, not in Texas. We're law-abiding citizens.
Okay, so the big cats are maybe just for show. Or...
Oh, those maybe are just my pets. I have a puma.
Oh, you have a puma, a pet puma.
A pet puma, Several pet pumas, actually.
Hmm.
I keep them in my puma pound.
Oh, how fun.
A big puma ruma.
Well, that's so quaint.
And I guess sometimes I do display them at the racetrack, but they've never eaten a zebra. It's cutting into the profits.
Ah,
they're our zebras.
I see, that's right. So you have to keep them nice and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The stripes.
We only feed them the losers.
And then you have to, I must assume, keep re-importing zebras.
Here's the secret. Zebras fuck. Like rabbits, they do. Turns out if you get a male zebra and a female zebra, eventually you get a little zebra.
Oh, a zebrette.
A zebrette, yes. A zebrini.
A zebrini.
A zebrito, if you will.
Ah, yes. I believe they like to eat zebrini.
Sure.
It's a type of pasta.
Ah, is it like a little ziti?
Yes. Zebritos only have one stripe, is that right? And then as they grow, they get more stripes.
Yes, it's one big stripe, and then the stripes are like wrinkles for them. More stripes a zebra has, the older it is. Like a tree. Or a leathery old man.
I don't know why you're looking at me so intently like that. But...
How long have you been in the sun? I hope you're wearing protection. It does not look like you were.
I was wearing a certain type of protection.
Just always?
Oh, yes. I'm always hoping. So lonely.
Well, at least part of you stayed dry.
Well, I got excited.
Oh, no. Let's hope it has a reservoir to it. Tip. Speaking of fountains and such.
Yes, and zebras getting excited. Mm-hmm. So you still to this day make money off the zebras, but you also have, that's in addition to the original fortune that you have sort of established.
Yeah, so didn't go to school, didn't know what to do, so I figured I'd like to help people. So I'm not most smartest of men. So I decided to take something that exists and redo it in a way that is better for me, that I can do.
Well, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, great artists. No, good artists.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. There's an expression in there about artists and stealing.
Oh.
You're shocked.
I am... shocked to know that I'm now a great artist.
Yeah. I guess, ipso facto, you are a great artist.
Oh, maybe they'll put me in a book that I can read, because I love book learning.
This is true. Well, what is your artistry, then? You said you take something
first,
that exists.
During the COVID-19 epidemic, I started a small foundation called the Take a Whiff Foundation.
Take a whiff. Like a
smell. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I would go to hospitals that were inundated with COVID-19 patients. Of course, I had the vaccine well before it was public.
Being a rich person, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I went in and I would tell if people had COVID-19 by asking them to smell my set of colored scented markers.
Now, at this time, people with COVID, traditionally...
Oh, this was before they even had tests.
Oh.
So I was the first form of the COVID test.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and so, I mean, in a way, you were sticking things up people's noses.
Mm-hmm.
So you, let me get this straight. You went to the hospital to have people sniff.
The hospital, you know, the waiting room. And I would say, you know, in their waiting room, so what are you here for? They say, I can't smell. I say, are you sure to smell this? They say, nope, still can't smell. But they say, back him and tag him, boys. This one's a goner. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Well, what a help. What a relief.
Oh, the COVID population. The COVID-riddled population. What's this called? Sweet Tooth? Sugar Hill? Sugar Town? Sugarland? Our COVID rate was nearly zero. All of our COVID patients disappeared.
Wow.
So quickly, within the first couple weeks.
All thanks to your foundation.
My Take-A-Whiff foundation.
What a great outcome. I mean,
Built the wall. The wall.
The wall.
Around Sugarland.
Oh.
To keep out outsiders.
Who may have COVID.
Exactly.
So instead of having more people with COVID come in, you said no.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wall.
Yep. And just like the zebras, you can keep the town populated pretty easily if you just pair people up the right way.
And pair people up. Now, that sort of indicates that there was...
We had a lottery system, you see. So everyone is mandated a lottery number, and then drawn from a hat. It was a big, big deal on the TV. Everyone would get around the TV in the evening after the 6 p.m. news. Oh, it's time for the relationship lottery.
Ooh. Now, please, did you have the little ping pong balls?
You know we did.
Oh, I love it.
My face on one side, number on the back.
And it came up in those sort of pneumatic air push tubes.
Oh, no. That is too fancy for us. We did the classic cage roll.
Ah, yes. Bingo style.
Mm-hmm.
So each person in this enclosed Sugarland fortress had a number. So a number would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And that person gets called up.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
We provide housing, and we put this person in. This number comes up. This number is assigned to a person. Mm-hmm. Another number comes up. This number is assigned to a person. When two people have the same numbers, that's a couple, baby.
Okay.
We would have got everyone's dental records, medical history, and found viable, anyone that was viable, put them into groups, and there you go. And now our town has many, many three-year-olds running around. The biggest population of three-year-olds in the entire state.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is all through the Take a Whiff Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
From a whiff comes from birth and rebirth.
Yes.
Death.
You birth. Can tell from the smell.
All from the smell. It's all started from your little scented markers.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite scented marker?
Strawberry.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's good. I like cherry myself.
Ooh. Same color. Where are you getting cherry from? I guess it depends on the pack.
True. Yes. I may be having an off-label scented marker. Dip it in some cherry juice first. Give it a little taste on the tongue.
Cherry juice, huh?
Yes. Or I'm thinking...
You gotta squeeze a lot of cherries to get a glass of juice.
Maybe grenadine is what I'm thinking of.
Grenadine?
Yes.
Yum. water.
Sugar land. Sugar water, sugar land.
Mm-hmm.
So within this massive fortress, this walled enclave that you forcefully sort of paired people together to make
the number. Well, there's no wall anymore. COVID's over, baby.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's great.
I read it in the newspaper and I said, boys, take the wall down.
Yeah.
We don't need it no more. We've got enough three-year-olds to last us a lifetime.
Or their lifetimes.
Yes, certainly.
That's wonderful work you did. You really helped this town sort of overcome a great natural and national. Instead, I said
natural.
Yes. Disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You helped the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive.
Unfortunately, a good few of our 3-year-olds did come down with terminal illnesses due to being the product of unknown incest.
Unknown. Unknown. Oh, I guess dental records only tell so many tales.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So for them, we did Fake a Wish Foundation.
The Fake a Wish mm-hmm. Foundation. Now I'm familiar with something a little similar. Take a wish.
Mm-hmm. No. Take a wish. Like take a penny, leave a penny.
Yes, exactly.
Is that like how you take a shit? Because you're not really taking it. You're leaving it. Excuse me, I have to go take a wish.
Oh, yes, exactly. It's another program where you go into a room, you leave the wish,
mm-hmm.
you say the wish into a hole. And
the darkest of holes.
Yes.
Then to black.
Yes. And you pull a little lever,
mm-hmm.
flushes away. What becomes of it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But is this similar to...
It goes
to
through
your...
one of those pneumatic tubes you were talking about.
Oh, I love those tubes.
And it's deposited to the wish bank.
Yes, the wish bank. But you have something different.
No, when we have a terminally sick child, we ask them, what is your wish? And then we tell them it's done when it didn't really happen. So, let's say a child wants to meet Johnny Depp.
Children don't follow the news much. I guess they could have seen Pirates.
No, our children follow the news religiously. They wanted to meet the man.
So is this a
who had a shit then?
So is this
a $10,000 a day wine budget? They said I want to grow up to be the man with the shit then.
This is not a hypothetical. This actually happened to all the children of Sugarland.
Not all of them. One have been particular.
Okay.
Jack Sparrow fan, and news fan, Amber Heard, not fan, I guess. Big Savage fan. Just, the room reeked of it when I came in. It's an odd thing for a young boy to wear. Cologne so strong when you haven't even entered school, but that's okay.
Did this child wear a lot of scarves and neckerchiefs and wrist scarves and jewelry?
Yes. A lot of friendship bracelets.
Mm.
Ironic, because he had no friends. No one wanted to be friends with the dying kid.
Oh. But it sounded like he wanted to be friends with Mr. Depp.
Mr. Depp. So what I did is I called up Johnny Depp, was met immediately with a agent who denied my request, so I put on some eyeliner, a big wig.
A big wig.
Some more scarves.
What kind of wig? Was it an accurate wig, or?
It had 2 dreadlocks on it, and it was mostly unkempt. And I hid that under a bandana, and I said, me, it's your boy. And I visited the boy, his name was Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Tyler, it's your boy Johnny. I'm reprising my role as Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't believe it. I'm watching Johnny on the live TV right now.
Oh, he was following the trial.
They said, that's the secret. I send out a body double to do my dirty work. Oh. This is what I do to love.
Oh. Did the child buy that?
He bought it so much he died on the spot. He said, this was all I was needing. I can leave peacefully now.
Oh.
And I quietly exited the room afterwards. As soon as I exited, I said, boys!
Back in the tag.
We've got another one.
Oh. They really know you and must love you down in the hospital.
Pumas are eating good tonight.
Zebras are safe.
Zebras are safe.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. And you said it was a terminal disease, or there was a possibility he could have gotten back?
He got it at an airport terminal. That's where terminal disease is, right? You can't get cured from that.
Oh, it's final destination. That's true. Don't try to outrun death.
Yeah, don't be a Devon Sawa. That's what I always say. It's a motto. It's a placard above my office chair. Don't be a Devon Sawa.
Above your chair.
Mm-hmm. So it reminds me not to get idle hands.
Well, it sounds like you don't, because you're constantly doing work with this Fake-A-Wish Foundation. Do you have other examples of children? Or is it all children, or do you help other people?
No, we help all kinds of people. Elderly, anyone who's about to die.
About to die?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Now, so this we is... often go into hostage situations. Which, surprisingly, happened quite often.
Oh.
Here in Sugarland.
During when the wall was up?
Oh, all the time. Before and after.
Okay.
Surprisingly quiet during.
Oh. Interesting. Well, Sugarland is, yes, I mean, there's a whole Steven Spielberg film about two bandits on the run from the law. So there's a history of lawlessness and crime.
In Texas?
Yes.
Yeah. We insert ourselves into hostage situations. I say, I assess it. I go to the police constable.
Uh-huh.
I say, first they say, let me wear your hat. It's so big.
More than a gallon, I hope.
10.
Ooh.
I put that on. They say, give me the rundown, chief.
So wait, you deputized yourself after taking over as constable?
I didn't take over. I just asked for the hat.
Ah, okay.
It was a stylish hat.
Oh, nice. Stetson.
I said, give me the stats. What's the percentage of someone dying here? And if it's anything above zero, I run right in.
Now, do you go in with like a pizza pretending to be, you know, under?
I go in with a giant oversized check.
Oh, okay. Like, yes, that thing.
And I
have. Publisher's
Clear Accounts.
Yeah.
It's Pat Sajak.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I go in and I say, Mr. Hostage Man, what's going to take for you to end one of these people's lives? I got a wish to grant.
No, wait a second. I would imagine a hostage taker is usually asking for money, often. So you run in with a check, an oversized check, at that. They must think that they won.
Well, if there's one thing the McNaff family does not do, it's negotiate with terrorists.
Oh. So, well, I mean...
That's the only interaction I have with the son of a bitch. I say, point me to the first person to die. And then I promptly ignore him. And I say, miss, I'm sorry, it's not your lucky day, but I can help. And usually they say, get me out of here. I say, no can do.
No.
It gains the purpose.
Oh.
They say, would you like maybe like $24? I get a big check. I can fan you with it. I got some gum in my pocket. It's been chewed, but I can unravel it anyway.
Oh, well, gum, you could, you know, maybe give an everlasting gobstopper as the character, Willy Wonka, as portrayed by Johnny Depp.
Oh, yes. And usually that's what they'll say. They'd say, I'd love to meet Johnny Depp. And I pull out my eyeliner and say, have I got a treat for you?
And in this instance, did you just spit out your gum and give it to her and say?
I put it in my hair to simulate a dreadlock.
Yes.
Or not a dreadlock, but whatever Johnny Depp has in those movies.
Yes, unclear.
Dread
Maybe.
Pirate lock.
Well, I mean, appropriate for a dead man's chest, as I believe one of them was called.
Mm-hmm. That day was not a dead man's chest, but a dead woman's chest.
Oh, no. No, did this happen in the hospital as well?
What's hostage situations all the time.
So, this was going on, and how did it end?
With someone getting a gift.
Oh,
I wish.
You
granted.
Did. It. Oh, great.
Yeah.
You and so you showed up as J. Depp, and...
In the hospital.
Yes.
We're talking about during the COVID-19 epidemic.
Oh, no, during this hostage situation.
Oh, this hostage was in the bank.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I guess it happened in...
It does happen in the hospitals, too.
Oh, I mean, like, did you... Did this woman got murdered?
Shot. Point blank shotgun.
Ah.
Right in the chest.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it was. I was not around for that one. I gave her... The show of a lifetime, and then probably made my exit.
Ah, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Good move. Did you tell him to bag him down? Tell the bank employees.
This one, I told the constable to do it. Oh, okay. I gave him back his hat. I said, this one's all you.
Your work was done.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that when I'm in the presence of the law.
No. Oh, you let... Okay, that's nice of
you. I'm not a vigilante.
No, you're not.
I'm Vince McMahon. Oh, yes. The McNabb family fortune.
The vast family fortune.
Mm.
So you fake a wish. Now, did this woman know? I mean, she knew you were faking the wish.
No.
No, she believed you.
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have time to stick around and ask her what she thought of the performance afterwards. But when she did say she wanted to meet Johnny Depp, I quickly said, I have a diarrhea. Excuse me a moment. Went to the bathroom, applied my eyeliner, put the gum in my hair.
Yes.
Took a few hand towels, paper hand towels, wrapped them around my neck. Stuck my head in the toilet to get that disheveled look.
Yes.
Drank a bottle of wine and then reemerged.
Oh, best.
And she said, Johnny, you had to save me. I said, not quite.
Oh.
But I'll French kiss you. So you may die in peace. She said, that's not what I want. I said, too bad.
Wow. Oh, this is incredible. Now, is this name public, Fake-A-Wish Foundation?
No.
No. Okay.
We call it the Dying Rights.
Oh, okay.
It's not a public foundation. It's just something I do.
Oh, so out of the goodness of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your family fortune to sort of...
It would be Make-A-Wish.
Oh.
But very often, that's kind of hard to do. Like I said, I'm not a smart man, nor am I very tenacious one. I'm quite lazy. You saw me tubing down that river.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did barely... paddling.
Mm-hmm.
If you were getting too close to
that's the most work I've done. It was not a lazy river. And after that, I say no more. Only lazy rivers for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. So you fake a wish. Now, do you go out of your way to find people to fake a wish for, or do they come to you?
I have my police blotter.
You have a scanner you're listening to.
Yeah.
Waiting for people. Mm-hmm. And I guess you have contacts at the
hospital.
Hostage
situations, domestic violence cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got ins at the hospital. I slip them a fiver.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me who's next.
Texas is sort of famous for executing inmates.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do work at the jail?
Oh, of course, every day.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my most steady stream of... patients. That's what I call them. Because I feel like I help them before they die.
Oh, that is a service.
I call myself a doctor.
Yes. Any particular kind of doctor? Doctor of something?
Whatever maybe? Kind Cosby was. My role model.
Oh, no. Do you watch the news, or have you stayed away from the news past decade or so?
I started watching during the COVID-19 epidemic. And then, but before that, no, couldn't have any interest at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so you have to be dying. I mean, I was almost dying, so I was hoping to get a wish myself.
Well, I had my own wish, and that was for you not to be cleaving to my inner tube.
Well, I mean, in a way, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So, did I fulfill your wish?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Also, and one wish begets another. So, what is your wish? I will grant it.
Oh, like a genie.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get three? Three tries?
Just one.
Mm.
And great. Then he had to kill you after.
I guess I better make this good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I mean,
First, before you do the wish, how you want to die?
Oh. Well,
I was thinking I could hunt you.
Hunt me?
Mm-hmm.
For sport?
Yeah.
For fun?
Yeah. Okay. For shits and giggles.
Well, I suppose. Can I get to choose sort of the form of the hunt?
Sure.
So, like, no guns, no knives, no bows and arrows.
Hounds it is.
Oh. Pumas?
No, those are too lazy. I've fed them too well already.
Oh.
They want for nothing.
Oh, no. Well, do I have a choice, I guess?
Sure.
So
anything
if I...
you want. As long as I improve.
I could get a wish, whatever I want, that you'll try to do.
Yeah.
But then you'll have to hunt me with hounds.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking right now. I haven't made my final decision.
Oh, you get to choose.
I'm hunting merely a suggestion. I'll let you pick, throw things, we'll see what sticks.
Oh, the way
like
I get
spaghetti
it done.
On the wall.
Mmm, delicious. My favorite way of eating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's funny, my mind, I would really love to meet Edward Scissorhands.
Buddy?
Shake his hand.
Have I got good news for you?
No. Really?
Yeah.
You
In
know
fact.
It? Yeah?
I think we could roll up the death and the wish into one.
Oh, well, that would be pretty streamlined, I guess.
Yeah. All right. You know, I hate to be so personal, but I have to take a diarrhea.
An enema diarrhea.
Yeah. So, if you'll excuse me, I'll be back and maybe you'll get your wish.
Oh, that's just very exciting. Well, but that's a different story. This is Ronald Donaldson. Perhaps I'm going to meet the real Edward Scissorhands. That's great. So for now, wish me luck. Keep your fingers and scissors crossed. And until next time, signing off.